Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, folks, I'm going to violate my own rule, the Bongino rule, about some of these major stories, letting them kind of brew a little bit first to make sure they're real. The leak out of the Supreme Court, though, we're violating that rule today. Why would we violate our own rule? A couple of reasons. The leak out of the Supreme Court about the Roe v. Wade decision that was supposed to come out in around June and was leaked to Politico. I don't see anyone in the Supreme Court denying the authenticity of it. Apparently, Chief Justice John Roberts has asked for an FBI investigation. I want to start the show by saying that today. It hasn't been confirmed, but it hasn't been denied. And it is probably, I would argue, with the Pentagon Papers, probably up there as one of the biggest political leaks in modern American history. I don't think any sane person would dispute that. I have a really stacked show for you today. Every angle of this covered. Please stay tuned. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. You don't like big tech and government spying on you? Me either. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. I've got that. I'm going to open with a very important point I need to make here. Folks, I don't think this leak yesterday was by accident. The timing of it, of course, the leak was deliberate. The timing was not by accident. I'm reasonably confident of that. I'll get to that in a second, too. Stay tuned.
If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
All right, Joe, let's go.
Here we go.
What a news day today. Yeah, you're right. Joe was like, you got to, yeah, I know. You've been putting a lot, these guys have been putting a lot of work in this morning into the show first. So yesterday, last night, right around 8:39, and one of the biggest leaks in the history of the United States government comes out, a leaked draft Supreme Court decision on the Mississippi abortion case, which appears to indicate, pursuant to Alito's opinion, for the majority, that's what was leaked, not the minority opinion, the majority opinion, that they are about to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, let me just say I know we can be silly and sarcastic sometimes on the show in an effort to kind of take down the temperature, but I've never been more serious than I am now. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and thank the Father if this is true. I can't even imagine the millions of lives that could be saved because of this. People who, I'm sorry, I'm struggling for words because, as I've always said to you, the basis and the essence of conservatism is the preservation and the conservation of life. If we don't have life, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care about the tax rates. Healthcare doesn't really matter if you're not alive to experience the healthcare to preserve your life because you're not alive. I mean, is this stuff hard to figure out? Does education policy matter if our schools are emptied out because we're wiping out the next generation? I was talking to my good friend and pastor, Father Marty, down here in my church this weekend before church. And he was saying something really powerful to me. We were talking about abortion, the abomination of abortion, and how the next creator of the next great antibiotic or AI technology or whatever was probably wiped out due to the plague and scourge and the abomination of abortion. The millions of lives that will now take their first breath because of this. I want to thank you, God Almighty, if this is real, if this is real. I want to say again, if this is real. I can't independently confirm that draft. If this is real and these judges don't fold under political pressure and Roe v. Wade, the abomination of it is finally overturned. It is a new world today. I want to thank the Father for that. For inspiring people to do the right thing. Now, let's get to some key takeaways here, folks. The timing of this leak was not an accident. I would be astonished. This is an unprecedented breach. We have never, never seen anything like this out of the Supreme Court, ever. Ever. I believe there are four clerks per justice, I heard on the news this morning, making for 36. They will find this person. There's an FBI investigation. I'll get to that in a second. But why do I believe that? Here's the daily schedule. You know, when you're inside the White House, like I used to work in there, you get a schedule and a rundown every single morning. Here is a schedule for today. At 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tonight, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, will deliver remarks at the 30th annual We Are Emily National Conference and Gala. We Are Emily? That's a pro-abortion group. You think that was all by chance? This leak comes out today. Someone had this. Someone had this, and they planned this. Folks, they need a change in the conversation. Their disinformation board, their Ministry of Truth, inflation, the ongoing Ukraine-Russia crisis, the border disaster, negative GDP growth. They need something. You're going to see people argue, oh, this wasn't about the midterms. It's about intimidation. No, it's about both. They're not mutually exclusive. This was planned. Someone planned this. I would love, and I think that FBI investigation should include a investigation and a subpoena for the communications of White House and VP staffers with anyone on the Supreme Court. I suggest the first place you look is the staff of Sonia Sotomayor. You may find something there. We'll see. You may. We'll have to see about that. Couple of other takeaways. I've got a bunch of takeaways from what happened yesterday. The leak is an abomination, folks. It's an abomination, just like abortion. And it is additional evidence that the left will burn this place to the ground if they cannot kill babies in the womb. If they cannot terminate life in the womb, the left will burn this place to the ground. It is proof. Hard proof that evil is not a fable. It is not a fairy tale. I texted a friend that this morning. Evil is real. It exists right now. Evil is the function of human choice. God gave us free will to choose between good and evil, to sift out who was going to be entitled to a seat in the second creation. Some choose evil. And I'm telling you, it is real. I'll put a quote from C.S. Lewis up at the end. The left will burn this place to the ground if they don't get their way. Here was Laura Ingraham last night. The Hannity show, it broke right as he came on. He did a good job covering it, but they had to just put it together kind of last minute. Ingraham, they had a little bit more time. Laura has a lot of experience with the law. They both had great, great shows on it. Ingraham had some interesting comments opening the show with this. Obviously, she's an enormous advocate for life as well. Here's what she said about it. Check this out.
Tonight, Politico is reporting on a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion in that Mississippi abortion case, and that Justice Samuel Alito has been assigned the majority opinion, which, according to the draft, means Roe versus Wade will be overturned. Now, what does this mean? This returns the abortion issue to the states, which pre-Roe is where it always was. So in other words, some states will allow abortion liberally, some states might ban it, some will find what they believe is a middle ground. But I want to say this very clearly tonight. No matter what you think about this outcome, the leak itself represents a shocking and unprecedented breach of the court's confidentiality, which is sacrosanct. And it's key to the court's ability on any issue to engage in the give and take and all the decision making that's required to reach these decisions based on legal principles, based on the Constitution, not because of political pressure. That's what the legislature does, not the court.
So many takeaways from that. Number one, this is unprecedented. Laura's got that deep body of experience in the legal system. She is 100% correct. Number two, this will not affect abortion. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, abortion is an abomination. There is nothing I would love to see more than a ban on this abominable sacrifice of human life. Nothing. But the hard reality is this would not make abortion illegal. The left is going to tell their base that. I wish it did. It's not, in fact, true. It will simply turn abortion law back over to the states. Places like California will probably do, sadly, make abortion up until birth, and then post-birth homicide legal after that. Yeah. That's probably what California will do. It does not make abortion illegal. I wish it did. It does not do that. You don't have to lie to make your point. If you're pro-abortion and terminating life in the womb is a sacrament to you, then just say it. You don't have to lie about it. This will not make abortion illegal. We'll simply turn it over to the states, and some states will, in fact, thank you, Lord, make it illegal, this abominable practice. Another thing, the leak is unprecedented, and it is going to change everything moving forward. The court system in the United States, not just the Supreme Court, appellate, circuit courts on down, district courts, state courts, all of them, are meant to deliberate afterwards privately. The proceedings happen in public. People can watch it. But the justices in these cases, panels at the appellate level, the Supreme Court, the nine of them, are supposed to be free to discuss this case in private. Therefore, they don't have to worry about political pressure. They should be making a decision based on judicial principles. This changes everything now. Additional proof that the left wants to burn this place to the ground if they can't kill babies. And that's a fact. That's a fact. And it's time for us to start talking about what this really is. Because that's exactly what this is. The leftist reaction, by the way, is immediately to move towards chaos and implying violence. Here is a candidate for Florida's attorney general down here, Daniel Ulfelder, who tweeted out on his verified account, "It's time for a revolution." That sounds like an insurrection to me, folks. That sounds like an insurrection. You can expect more of this, by the way, moving forward. More of these calls for chaos and winks and nods at violence and revolution. You can expect more of this moving forward. Burn it to the ground if they don't get their way. Couple of other points and takeaways here. I'm going to get to Pelosi in a second, too, and some more videos of the AstroTurf that's going on right now to make you believe there's some massive public outcry to terminate life in the womb. Mark Levin was on this morning on Fox and Friends, and he said it correct. The person will be found who leaked this. They will likely be disbarred, fired, and potentially prosecuted. But he's correct. This person, let's not make any mistake, will be a hero to the left and will be a millionaire selling life stories, heroic whistleblower. There'll be books. So let's not pretend there's not a Streisand effect here either. It's not here for, but this is a great day for us if true, this leak, if true. I'm hesitant to put, I have to put that asterisk in there. But let's not pretend that this horrendous, atrocious, grotesque human being who did this to make sure they burn the Republic to the ground is not going to be a hero for the left, because I just told you the left's goal is to burn the place to the ground. This is their tip of the spear. George, this is that person. Levin said it right. This person will be a hero on the left. You have all the FBI investigations you want. This person doesn't care if they spend a year in jail, 5 years in jail. They will be celebrated forever for being the tip of the spear in the destruction of the Republic as we know it. Levin is 100% correct. Another takeaway. You don't get to say anymore on the left, so you can sit down in the corner and pipe down that this is a women's issue and we don't get an opinion, because you can't define what a woman is. So if you can't define what a woman is, I don't want to hear about what you think a woman's issue is, okay? You keep telling us that a woman is whatever we think it is. If a guy thinks they're a woman, then you're a woman. So you don't now get to say what a women's issue is. You can take a seat right in the seat over there in the corner with the dunce cap we reserve for liberal stupidity. Pelosi's trying that. Pelosi desperately needs to reframe this. Again, additional evidence. Her and Schumer had a statement ready to rock and roll yesterday. You telling me this wasn't a setup? Kamala Harris is speaking at a pro-abortion group. Abortion leak. Pelosi and Schumer. Boom. Here's a Pelosi tweet. If the report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on all Americans. She can't define a woman. And the greatest restriction of rights on what, the woman in the womb? The baby girl in the womb that has no rights because she's dead? What about them? Do they have rights? What about them? You see how she's trying to reframe this as a rights issue, leaving out the rights of the child? Society doesn't take care of their children. Isn't a society worth saving, folks? Okay, another takeaway. It's a lot here, folks, a lot to talk about. The liberals will now, here's what's going to happen you can expect going forward. There's going to be a couple of attacks you can expect to move up in the intensity scale geometrically. You will see the attacks on Clarence Thomas go absolutely wild from this point forward. They've been bad enough already. You will see the attacks moving forward. They will be racist like you have never seen before. Forget Uncle Tom. You're going to see N-bombs dropping everything. The attacks on Clarence Thomas from the left are going to be horrific like you've never seen. He is one of the toughest, mentally toughest human beings I have ever seen in politics. He will withstand it. Here you go. What evidence do you have of that, Dan? This was Twitter this morning. Look what's trending in political figures. Clarence Thomas. Right after the story about the leaked Supreme Court document. You can expect the attacks on him and his wife, Ginny, to just explode with insanity. A couple other things you will see going forward. Joe, market Tuesday, May 3rd. Market, buddy, on our market list. Flag. Guaranteed. Thank you. You will see attacks on Mitch McConnell. I'm no fan of Mitch, but let's be honest. Him in his advice and consent role when Obama nominated Merrick Garland. It was perfectly within their constitutional rights for the Senate to say, hey, we're advising and not consenting. So there you go. You will see attacks because they did not appoint Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. You will see attacks on Mitch McConnell and the Senate. Joe's got it marked. I guarantee it. You will see the Senate, attacks on the Senate. The Senate now is an unrepresentative population of the United States. States like Wyoming should not have two senators. They don't have a big enough population. Mark it. You will see it moving forward, and it'll all be blamed on. Look at what happens when you have an undemocratic United States Senate doesn't represent the U.S. Constitution. Mitch McConnell held up the appointment of Merrick Garland. Keep in mind, none of that was unconstitutional at all. They advised and didn't consent. The Senate will be declared illegitimate, and you will see renewed attacks on the Electoral College as well as being undemocratic. Of course, the Electoral College that determines who the President of the United States is pursuant to the presidential election, after the presidential election. You will see attacks on that as well. You will also see renewed calls to pack the Supreme Court. I can promise you that if you haven't seen them already. Oh, I've got more, folks. I have this thing covered from every single angle. You saw a bit of AstroTurf last night as well. I'm going to show you some video, play for you some audio coming up in a second. How the left wants you to believe there's this mass public consensus that we should terminate life in the womb to kill babies. There's a mass consensus that this is what the public wants. Really, it's kind of interesting because after this thing went down last night, you had some people show up, some AstroTurf protesters. They started arguing with each other, and then the pros came in later. I'll show you what happens. By the way, whenever you hear, hey, hey, ho, ho, right, Joe, you know the pros have showed up.
You know.
That's when the professionals, that these are not real protesters. These are professionals. That's when, hey, hey, ho, ho, fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. That's when you know the pros have showed up. I got that, got a lot more. Also, I got a really hilarious clip later coming up of Molly Jong Fast, the leftist activist, and the Elon Musk thing. Big, big show. Don't go anywhere. Today's show also brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Certain people just make my life easier. I don't know what I'd do without them. You know, Paula, man. I mean, without her, I'd be lost. She helps me organize everything in my life, business, scheduling, everything. She's been terrific. Listen, if you own a growing business and you need to hire, ZipRecruiter makes hiring so much easier because they do the work for you. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review these recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply for the job. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy to filter, review, and rate your candidates. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated hiring site based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of January 1st, 2022. In fact, the hardest thing you have to do is to remember the URL. It's ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino. ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino. That's where you go to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Check them out. Thanks, ZipRecruiter. Okay. So the left is going to melt down, lose their minds. You're going to see calls for violence and chaos to burn it down, burn the Supreme Court down. This is what the left does. Remember, the left, the entire essence of the left is power and control. Whatever vehicle, even violence they have to use to get there, they will use. Here's what happened last night after the leak came out. You saw a couple of people show up at the Supreme Court, right? This is it. And immediately they started arguing with each other because they couldn't control themselves. There's a lot of bleeps in this. It's only about 20, 30 seconds. But it was really just a small crew of people. The pros hadn't showed up yet. This is what the left really looks like. Check this out.
I'm not going to be a f-ing church mouse about it. So don't f-ing lecture me.
Why don't you yell over there instead of yelling over here?
Yeah, well, how about we all just
get angry?
Get
angry. Are you guys angry? Are you guys angry? We're going
to
sit here and just...
Don't be like that with me. I'm not a church mouse. Don't be like that.
Just like you did.
What the fuck?
Shut the
f*** up. Don't lecture me. You're a man. I'm a f***ing woman. And I am not a f***ing damn church mouse for this f***ing crap decision.
I want to be clear, folks. Those are leftists arguing with each other. I don't know, maybe 20, 30 of them show up. That's it. They're screaming at each other. A conservative guy comes in later, but I cut that part out because I just want to show you, like, it, obviously conservatives disagree. They were arguing with each other. Now the pros show up later. The groups out there are going to try to, again, this is total AstroTurf. It's not real. These are professional groups which make millions upon millions of dollars off killing babies and terminating life in the womb. They are not letting this gravy train for them. They are not letting it go easy. Here's where the pros show up. Here's where it sounds like later. So you get this small group of people screaming at each other. You're meant to believe that's what it, you know, that's not what it looks like. This is what it's supposed to look like. A bunch of people screaming, hey, hey, ho, ho. Who talks like that? The answer is professional protesters. These are pros. It's all AstroTurf. It's all fake. There is no mass consensus in the United States to wipe out the lives of babies inside the womb. None. This is all fake. It's all an evil grift, an evil Israel. Another takeaway. You can expect a political response to this. You can expect the Democrats, like they always do, because they have absolutely zero self-control, just like they did with CRT, doubling down on racism training, doubling down on telling boys they're girls, girls they're boys. You can expect a political response from the left. It will probably be some legislation demanding partial birth abortion or something like that moving forward. Here's the problem they're going to have. There is zero chance in Hades that they have enough votes to overturn the filibuster in order to pass some pro-death in the womb legislation moving forward to stick it in the eye of the Supreme Court. There is zero chance they have that. Now, Folks, how did we get here? Well, you know, Donald Trump can take a victory lap this morning. And this is why when all the people were like, eh, me tweets losing their minds, I was like, listen, man, I've said over and over, right? Joe, we've been saying this way before Trump. So it's not a Trump thing. I haven't sacrificed my principles for anyone. That the do matters.
Right.
I don't care about the talk. We've had so-called, you know, conservatives and eloquent conservatives. I can think of, you know, a couple of them right here in Florida. Super eloquent. People love how they talk and they do squat for conservatism. All right. Okay. Donald Trump, you know, maybe, you know, his tweets, you didn't like him. I get it. Maybe there was a little bit of bravado in there, but make no mistake. It was what Donald Trump did. Regulatory reform, pro-life appointment of judges, tax reform. It's what he did that made the country different. You can thank Trump for this moment right now. And I'm sorry, even if you're a Trump hater, even on the Republican side, if you're a swamp rat, dispatch, bulwark Trump hater, you have Trump to thank for this, period. If it goes, if this is real. Here's your proof.
Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court.
You can thank Trump for that, folks. I don't care if you're a Trump hater, a Democrat, whatever. Thank you, President Trump. To take a victory lap today. It's what real conservatism does. Not just talking about it. Bush wanted Harriet Meyer on the Supreme Court. We're supposed to attack Trump. Bush, you didn't tweet like that. Folks, evil's real. You're seeing it right now. The left is married to the sacrament of the termination of life in the womb to them. It is all they have. Detaching women from the family unit, and surgically attaching them to the state, making sure their lives are lived in misery. And our respect for human life is flushed away. Clump of cells nonsense. Evil is real. And you're seeing it today. I want to remind you of a quote by C.S. Lewis. If a thing's free to be good, it is also free to be bad. And free will is what's made evil possible. Why then did God give them free will? Because free will, though it makes evil possible, is also the only thing that makes possible any love or goodness or joy worth having. That's right. If we were happy all the time, you wouldn't know what happiness was. It would just be your state of being. Evil must exist with free will. It's the only thing that makes possible any love of goodness or joy worth having. And it's our job to be on the other side of that. All right. I feel like we covered most of what this is going to go on throughout the day. I'll have more coverage on my radio show with this later. Here's what I want to get to next. I've got a lot of, this is such a heavy news day. So much happened yesterday. Bring up the Ohio-Indiana primaries today. Big, big news. I got that coming up, and probably one of the funniest cuts I've heard in a long time from a leftist lunatic trying to attack Elon Musk. You want to talk about a total lack of self-awareness. We'll get to that in a second. Sorry, folks. I don't mean to. I'm not distracted. I have the news on. I'm always trying to see breaking news so I can get you the latest. But really, the breaking news is just the left's continued meltdown over what appears to be a generational change in the politics of the left's love affair with death in the womb. It's a big day. Folks, this is just the Elon meltdown continues. You want to talk about the complete lack of self-awareness on the left. Here's Molly Jong Fast, a silver spoon baby with zero accomplishments in her life, whose only claim to fame is basically inheriting a last name and money from her parents. Really, a woman with no professional skills whatsoever. Goes on MSNBC, and in a moment of just absurd lack of self-awareness here, here's Molly Jong Fast claiming that Elon Musk, this rich white guy, man, he just doesn't get it. He's so out of touch. You know what people like Molly Jong Fast? I got a little thing on her. By the way, hat tip Glenn Greenwald for pointing this out here. Check this out.
The other thing I would say about him, and with all these guys, and you see this also with Bill Maher, you know, there's so much complaining. Oh, you know, everyone's so white, so woke. They don't let me tell my jokes. But, you know, old, rich white men have since the beginning of time complained about young people. Like, this is not new. You know, you're yeah. old, you're rich, white, you get everything. Of course you're threatened by young people. Of course you're mad. Of course you don't like their beliefs. I mean,
Joe, old, rich, white people are the problem.
It's
Molly Jung Fast.
I was leaning there.
Here's
way.
An article yeah. from The Observer. Yeah, yeah. A hat tip Glenn yeah. Greenwald, by the way. Sold. Schlumpy Molly Jung Fast drops $5 million for ritzy Eastside Co-op. Calls the new neighbors plankton.
Oh.
Yeah. Molly Jung Fast.
Oh.
Yeah. She inherited a last name and wealth from her parents. Molly Jung Fast. Yeah. Rich white people. Yeah. Total, complete, again, lack of self-awareness. Moving, I'm not even going to waste any more time on this just complete imbecile. I mean, she is relentlessly, hilariously attacked me out of a sense of professional jealousy because she can't seem to find a home anywhere. I'll never forget when she went after that guy at CPAC, the guy who had cancer or something like that. It was just such a really horrible, horrible moment. All right, moving on. More on the Ministry of Truth, another critically important story I'm not going to let go. You should not let it go either. Contact and reach out to your congresspeople. Demand the defunding and hearings on this immediately. Jen Psaki is trying to spin her way out of this. They are continuing to go down this route of Donald Trump did it. So I have a very simple question. I have a challenge for the reporters out there if you want to do your job. If Donald Trump had a Ministry of Truth like you do, I'm going to ask you, after playing this clip, I'm going to ask reporters, I know you're not going to do it because you're leftist hacks, to ask Jen Psaki a very simple question, okay? First, here's Psaki in response to a question by Peter Ducey about the Ministry of Truth and Nina Jankowicz, the czar of the Ministry of Truth, a hilarious, hilarious embarrassment to the administration, Nina Jankowicz. Here's her answer, and I'm going to propose a simple question on the other side of this. Check this out.
There's this woman, Nina Jankowicz, who is going to be in charge of the board. She has said that she thinks the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. So should we look forward in the future to her censoring internet traffic about the Hunter Biden laptop?
I think I noted exactly what the objective of the board is, including continuing the work of the prior administration. And the woman you noted has extensive experience and has done extensive work addressing disinformation. She has testified before Congress, testified in Europe. She has worked closely with the Ukrainians and has unique expertise, especially at this moment we're facing.
You know, if you listen to my radio show every day, what do I always tell you about citing someone's education like that and credentials? You're probably a loser. So she can't stand on what she actually does, so they have to recite her CV over and over again. Why? Because when you see what she actually does, singing ridiculous show tunes, spouting disinformation, spouting sewage from her mouth over and over and over again, just an endless stream of mis and disinformation, ironically from the czar of the Disinformation Governance Board, they can't defend her. So they go back to a resume, which means nothing, means zero to anyone. You could be the most credentialed human being on planet Earth. If you tell me 3 + 3 = 10, you're a moron. The second part matters even more. Psaki continues to blame President Trump for this. Oh my gosh, the last administration had this. So here's a simple question. Everybody listen, get out your steno pads, reporters out there. I want you to ask a simple question. Who were the board members in Donald Trump's Ministry of Truth? Well, you said it's a continuance of the prior administration's work. Gee, you heard that in the clip, right? Joe, you heard it? I'm not crazy, right?
No, I heard
we're
it.
Two for two here?
Yeah.
Okay, continuance of the prior administration's work. The work of who? Can you please name us a board member of Donald Trump's disinformation government? Just one. Just one. Watch Psaki. X-lax moment. There weren't any. Because there was no disinformation governance board under President Trump. Just name one. Anyone going to ask that question? You may want to send that to your local congressman to ask that in the hearings about this. Who were the names? We'll see who does it. Gosh, get me in that White House briefing room. Things will change overnight. I'm dead serious. Get me in there. I'll start asking the real questions right away. Folks, while the DHS is preoccupied with censoring conservatives through their new Ministry of Truth and Nina Jankowicz, the show tune singing czar, disinformation, sewage spewing disinformation czar, while they're preoccupied with censoring conservatives, a lot of things are happening with DHS. Project Veritas dropped another bombshell yesterday. It was a huge news day. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security opportunity costs, folks. I've used the term often. There's a cost to a foregone opportunity. The DHS had an opportunity to stop terrorists from coming in the United States via the southern border and from Afghanistan. Apparently, they were too preoccupied with the Ministry of Truth. Project Veritas had some stunning information about terrorists in the United States right now, while the DHS has show tunes lady belting out show tunes about how Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Watch this one and cringe. Check this out.
A source inside the federal government has come forward to reveal suspected terrorists are roaming freely inside the United States following the Biden administration's exit strategy in Afghanistan and the government's initiative to shelter fleeing refugees, known as Operation Allies Welcome.
We are conducting thorough scrutiny, security screening. Anyone arriving in the United States will have undergone a background check.
Meet Anwar Halak Wahidi, who is classified as a Category 15 threat by the Department of Homeland Security for having used explosives or arms. Category 15 falls under the Tier 1 threat level, which is labeled as armed and dangerous. Documents further reveal he was only added to the terrorist watch list after already being admitted into the U.S. on October 17, 2021, under Operation Allies Welcome. Wahidi applied the next day for his two-year work visa, and 10 days later, it was approved.
Can't emphasize to you enough, folks, the concept of an opportunity cost, right? The FBI and the DHS are going to spend time spying on Donald Trump, putting together national security type letters indicating Hunter's laptop is a Russian disinformation scheme. They're going to spend time and assets on a disinformation ministry of truth. Then that's time you're not spent doing other things like, you know, locking up terrorists. Good job, Project Veritas. This country is in real trouble, folks. It only took a handful of men to change this country forever on 9/11. We've got 42 plus we know about that got in through our borders that are in the country now, 42 terrorists. God only knows how many more. But keep it up. Let's keep show tunes, lady, spouting off her sewage about Christopher Steele being a wonderful source for the PP tape. Let's keep doing that. All right, I can't leave you today, but I got a couple more stories I've got to get to. An update on a big, important, huge primary tab. I'm going to give you two quick takeaways. Also, the food and fertilizer crisis, a really shocking Twitter thread. I'm not, you know, I don't like the nonsense and overselling stuff. By Dr. Benjamin Braddock, a Twitter feed I've come to really like about something really disgusting that could be happening here. Stay tuned. Washington Examiner article first. Ohio and Indiana have their primaries today. Get out and vote. If you are a Republican, Democrats, I don't, you know, you do your own thing. Republicans, get out and vote, regardless of who your candidate is. Ohio is obviously the Senate race that's headlining today's media attention. J.D. Vance, you got Gibbons, you got Dolan, you got Timken, you got Mandel. Listen to me. I will support, I think they're all decent Republicans, and I will support, I today am supporting J.D. Vance. You do you. I'm not one of these hosts who starts screaming and yelling at people if you don't support their guy, okay? You're all very smart people. You like Mandel, you like Gibbons, you like Timken. Great. I'm not the Stygian witches. Give me the eye. All I can tell you is I like J.D. Vance. I have a number of reasons why. I'm very concerned about the growth of China. Changed my mind on a lot of things. I like J.D. Vance, but you do you, okay? But it is unquestionably a huge race. Now, the Washington Examiner, this is a pretty good article, by the way, 7 things to watch in the Ohio and Indiana primaries, Sarah Westwood. It's in my newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter. I strongly encourage you to subscribe. It's free. We won't spam your inbox. They go through, I don't have time for all 7 things because I want to get this food served, but there's 2 of them I want to really highlight. J.D. Vance is the Trump-endorsed candidate in the race. It's going to speak a lot to the power of a Trump endorsement, seeing what happens today. If J.D. Vance fails, there's going to be a lot of questions, I think kind of overblown questions about Trump's power in the GOP. But if J.D. Vance fails, there's going to be a lot of questions. If J.D. Vance succeeds, which I think he will today, J.D. Vance was behind for a long time until Trump came in and endorsed. Wasn't behind by a lot, but it'll speak to the power of Donald Trump's endorsement. So this is as much a day about Trump as it is about J.D. Vance. That's just a fact, folks. Second, there's a race in Ohio 11. It's covered in that article. I need you to pay attention to Ohio Congressional District 11. What does that have to do with me? It has a lot to do with you. The Democrat primary between Chantel Brown and, is it Nina Turner? Chantel Brown is the Congress, the congressional representative now. She is the establishment pick there, right? Turner is the Bernie Sanders leftist moonbat. If Turner wins in that primary, it is really going to be a bad sign for the Democrats going forward. Because if the Democrats are going to nominate in one of the most toxic years for Democrats in American history, a bunch of Bernie Sanders lunatics, folks, this is going to be, again, Krakatoa in the 2022 elections. Watch Ohio 11, what happens tonight. Keep your eye on the J.D. Vance race, too, in the Senate race. We'll see what happens. But please, regardless of who your candidate is, I respect that. You're all grown adults who are very smart. Please get out and vote. Please. It's important you have your voice heard, no matter what. You know what? I got to mention this. One more thing. Quickly. Why is this important to get out and vote? I hope this doesn't bore you to death. I ran for office fast. You get voter lists, right? Everybody knows who voted. Nobody knows who you voted for. We have a secret ballot in the United States. Everybody understand that? But we make no mistake. If I'm a candidate, I know you voted. Folks, if I know you voted and you call my office and I know you vote, you're one of those 4x4s. You voted in the last four primaries and last four elections. I promise you, when you call my office, I am paying attention because you are a voter, primary and election. If you refuse to vote, I'm just telling you how it is. I've spoke to a number of candidates who later on went on to win. You call their office, you don't show up on their voter list, you might as well go in the circular file. I wish it weren't that way, but it is. Get out and vote. Stat. Your voice matters more if you vote. Not just because you voted, but because people will listen to you because they know you vote. That's just the way it is. Can't say that enough. Wrote about it in my second book. I've made it crystal clear. All right, let me get to this. Then this food story, fertilizer story, which is so disturbing. All right, today's show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. I'm an Omaha Steaks household. Guy is taken to raiding my refrigerator downstairs. He loves Omaha Steaks. I do the grill lines on their steaks and burgers. I adore them. They are just plastic butter knife tender, really. Spring's here. Let Omaha Steaks make it easy to stock up on all your grilling favorites. Visit today. Go to omahasteaks.com. The food is fantastic. Enter Bongino into the search bar and order the Spring Grill Pack today. The value for this delicious food is incredible. You will save over 50%. Plus, you'll get four Omaha Steaks burgers and four boneless chicken breasts free with your order. The package has it all, from the butcher cut filet mignons, steak burgers, to the delicious caramel apple tartlets, my daughter Amelia's favorites. Omaha Steaks delivers perfection in every single delicious bite. Put a little Omaha seasoning on there every single time, and they back every order with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I'm a foodie, folks. Go to Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Type keyword Bongino in that search bar. Order today, don't wait. There's a reason Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food for over a century. That's because no one comes close to matching the flavor, the tenderness, the deliciousness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Don't wait. Go today. Grab the savings. Make your taste buds happy. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter keyword Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, and order the Spring Grill Pack today. Don't wait. Thanks, Omaha Steaks. It's great food. We really love it. Okay. Folks, we are in a food crisis, unintentional segue, a real food crisis. I've spoken at length about this. I am extremely concerned about the food supply chain around the world. Ukraine's one of the breadbaskets of the world, wheat, sunflower oil. They are not exporting food products. You can't take that amount of food, shiploads of food off the international market from Russia and Ukraine and not expect ramifications and fallout. Here, making matters even worse, we are in a fertilizer crisis too. If you have any doubt whatsoever what I'm telling you is true, please double check, Check with a friend of yours involved in the ag industry, anywhere, from fertilizer to tractor equipment to actual farming. Ask them about the fertilizer crisis. It is real. They can't get their hands on fertilizer. A lot of it comes from synthetic fertilizers come from petroleum products. Yes, oil and gas. Yes, that's where a lot of it comes from. There is a huge problem. So Dr. Ben Braddock, who I follow on social media, put out a really disturbing tweet. He says, listen, this crisis could get ugly. Are we going to start spraying human waste on the fields? I'll show you his tweet in a second, but oh, no, this doesn't happen. Oh, no, it does. Sewage sludge. Here's an article he links in his Twitter thread about this from EcoRI. Sewage sludge repackaged as garden fertilizer tests positive for toxic chemicals. Read the link. It is disgusting what is in this stuff. So Dr. Benjamin, he's at Graduated Ben. That's his Twitter feed, at Graduated Ben. Listen to this. You want to recoil in horror? Due to the fertilizer shortage, we're going to see a big expansion in municipal sewage being sprayed on fields as a fertilizer. Oh, disgusting. He says, this is the most pollutant-rich man-made substance on Earth. It contains everything from PFASs to pharmaceuticals, to viruses, to heavy metals. Human sludge, folks. You sure you want that? Here's the New York Times. 2003, sludge spread on fields as fodder for lawsuits. I want to read, please hang with me. It's about three paragraphs, but I want you to listen to this about human sludge on our food. This is from the New York Times, by the way, back in 2003. So none of this is new. The farmers outside Augusta, Georgia say the hay had a musty chemical odor and was dark and mottled, but they fed it to the cows. Then the cows started to waste away, growing so thin their ribs could be counted through their skin, the dairy farmers say. The cows died by the hundreds. We couldn't save them, said the farmer, whose family had been farming here since 1946. The cows wouldn't respond to antibodies. They wouldn't respond to IV fluids. They wouldn't respond to anything. They just ended up dying. The McEmilrys and the Boyce family, which owns another farm in the area, Boyceland Dairy, blamed the fertilizer they used in their hay fields. It was processed sewer sludge from the city of Augusta, which they say was tainted by industrial waste from surrounding factories. Disgusting. Let's go, Brandon. Folks, not only does this have the potential to contaminate our food supply, it's another thing I need you to call your congressman about today. Ask him what we're doing about this now. You want human sludge all over your food? Here's a Florida Today article from back in 2019. Again, linked in his thread. You can read yourself. Sewage sludge central. Officials fear waste from other communities threatens the water supply. It's not just your food, your water tube. For at least 5 years, South Florida, where I live, the sewer plants have been exporting their sewage remnants, biosolids or sludge, north to Brevard and other central Florida counties. That practice is now under fire by water managers as being potentially harmful for local drinking water. They found this stuff upstream. They note that Melbourne's main drinking water source, trucks spread the sludge to fertilize pastures. Research by regional water managers suggests that disposing these biosolids on rural lands could be poisoning Lake Washington and other central Florida lakes where the city draws their tap water. Really, outside of me and Tucker, I haven't heard much about, have you got, am I missing this? I don't want to be dramatic. I have not seen any widespread, I know why. Because they don't want to add the media, that is, doesn't want to add another damaging black eye to Biden. Yeah, he screwed up the border. He screwed up the economy. He screwed up your money. Screwed up your water supply. Screwed up your food. But this is kind of a big deal and not in a Ron Burgundy way. I am extremely concerned, given what I went through health-wise, about what goes into my body. And as my wife said yesterday, we don't have time to cook every meal. I don't hear it work. Sometimes we have to order these takeout stuff. I mean, we generally eat healthy. A lot of fish, a lot of vegetables. Folks, I don't have time to sit there and look for the organic label on every single thing. If it's in our water supply, this is just really horrifying stuff. Just a couple more quick things. I want to show you two quick. Let's scrap the New York Times tweet. You keep that for tomorrow. Here's Biden again yesterday, malfunctioning again in public. Listen to what he says here. I'll tell you what I think he was trying to say again. Let me just say in advance, he was probably trying to say there's been no president from Delaware, but because Biden again cognitively can't ever keep it straight, the man can't give a speech without a major mistake. Here he was yesterday, another faux pas.
Delaware at the Biden Institute. So we call that using a point of personal privilege. Now, there have not been many senators from Delaware. It's a small state. As a matter of fact, there's never been one.
Never been a senator from Delaware. Again, folks, One or two of these, right, Joe? One or two of these, you're like, oh, okay, you know, whatever, it happens. He was probably trying to say, my guess is there's never been a president from Delaware. I don't know what he was trying to say because it's not what he said. What he said is there's never been a senator from Delaware. If he was talking about Delaware, he was one. Again, folks, the malfunctions with this guy continue to pile up. One final video. I'm sorry for you audio folks out there, audio only, but please go to Rumble and check this out. For those of you who've never seen the horror of a tornado, and I pray to God that the people who were in the path of this thing were okay. Here's about 20 seconds of a deeply disturbing video. This is what a tornado looks like up close and personal as it rips through Kansas. They caught this on video on a local news camera. I want you to watch this. It's about 20 seconds, but check it out. We'll play it up on the screen. So you'll see this thing tearing roofs off. I mean, just, and it's weird. Like, yeah, you see that, Joe? It's like it carves this really thin scar, like a house right next to it is fine.
Oh, man.
But the house in the path isn't. I mean, yeah, I've never, ever seen. It looks fake. It looks like something out of a movie. Please, if you want to see it, go to the Rumble account, rumble.com/Bongino. Subscribe while you're there. It's free. We really appreciate it. We're trying to get to 3 million subscribers. But watch that video. I pray to God everybody involved in that was okay or was in a shelter. Just the devastation of Mother Nature. The more you know, the more you can prepare. Folks, thanks for tuning in. And let me just end by saying thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Father, for this day. If this news turns out to be true. Millions of lives were saved if this is true, this news. I'll see you on the radio show a little bit later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.